Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls about whatever you want. Talking first to Jack, listening to WFLA in Florida. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I noticed all these rich people are complaining about the sliver in their foot like it's a gunshot wound to the chest with all this. Finally, the middle class is getting to subsidize a little off the wealthy instead of the other way around. What do you think?
Are you referring to the housing bailout, sir?
Just everything. I mean, it's like if the rich don't get to live off the fat of the working class and the tables are turned even a little bit, they scream and holler like they just got a gunshot wound when it's no bigger than a splinter in their foot.
Don't you mean the bourgeoisie?
I mean the working class.
No, like the proletariat, right?
Well, you know, America is just a sugar-coated Soviet Union.
I agree with you. Do you like that?
No, I don't.
Okay,
what
so
would you like to see?
You'd like to see people be free to conduct business in the way they'd like?
I think a person should be able to go into the wilderness and build a log cabin and say, screw everything, and be allowed to live there.
Do you think a person should be able to live, you know, right there in, is it Tampa?
Tampa.
Tell everybody that, screw it, I don't want to, you know, be involved in your system, right there on their own property?
Well, you know, you pretend to be a libertarian type of person, but given the station you're on and given the lay of the radio talk show land, if you weren't a card-carrying member of the CIA, you wouldn't be on the air.
Wow, that's quite an allegation.
How much is my check annually? I wish I knew.
I'm so sophisticated. I'm not like the average bourgeoisie out there.
Look, man, I can assure you I am not on the CIA payroll.
Well, he's not going to believe you. Look,
Barbara Walters is CIA.
Okay. I don't believe or disbelieve you. I don't know Barbara Walters.
Hold on a second, dude.
That's one of a thousand.
Jack, hang on a second. You're telling me that you don't believe there's a possibility that two guys from the Sarasota area in Florida, that's where both Mark and I were born, you can go look up the birth records if you want to, the two guys from the very same area that you come from managed to actually successfully launch their own syndicated radio show and eventually, after a number of years, finally get cleared on WFLA in Tampa. You don't believe that that's possible without the assistance of the CIA?
Well, how do you explain when that guy comes on that with that story that could change the world, you always cut him off and belittle him?
What are you talking about?
Is this Steve Lightfoot?
John Lennon murder.
Is this
Steve
Lightfoot?
We saw your video. It was awesome.
I think you are a hero, Steve. Is this Steve? Steve?
I'm here.
Come on, man.
This is Steve. So you actually made national, if not international news this week. You're the Lennon murder truth guy, and we've not cut you off. You've been on our show several times, and you're here again.
Are you talking about this fucking news when I was making a fool of myself at the city council?
I don't know if you were making
a fool of yourself. Come on, what's a guy going to do if a guy has... Now, let's assume that what you're saying is true. I don't believe it for a second. However, let's assume. What's a guy going to do if he has information that,
shows that Stephen King murdered John Lennon.
Groundbreaking information. I mean, what are you supposed to do? I think you did, something reasonable.
Well, you can't take it to the city or the state of New York because they're all corrupt. That's why they were picked to kill Lennon. You can't take it to the media because they're all corrupt. They're not going to tell the world. And you can't even take it to the people because they're so ashamed of their cowardliness that they, as a guilt reflex, they have to belittle the messenger and make fun of them the way a cheating spouse will belittle their spouse because they know they're cheating on them.
Steve, I got to ask, did you check your website statistics after this week? I mean, you must have a tremendous amount of hits on your website. What is it, LennonMurderTruth.com?
It's never been busier, and I've been doing this for like...
Now, come on. What kind of CIA agents would give you this kind of coverage with no charge?
Three times now.
I have to admit, but sometimes, it depends what kind of mood you're in. And I mean, if you were really wanting to break some ground, you'd say, hey, Steve, you deserve an hour. Let's
no,
lay it
out of your mind. No way. That's not what the show's about anyway, Steve. This show is about taking people's calls about virtually anything. And I thank you for the call tonight. And good luck with your crusade out there. For those that don't know, Steve, his name is Steve Lightfoot. He went into the Sarasota County, or the city of Sarasota, rather, commission
meeting.
Where
Stephen King doesn't live.
Well, Stephen King has a part-time house down in KCK,
which is in Sarasota County.
Right.
I can see the confusion.
So he went in there with signs about how he believes that Stephen King, the author, murdered John Lennon, the singer. And he went in there, and apparently it's one of those things where they have the public section of the council meeting, and they allow the public to come up and have a three-minute period with which to speak to the council. And he began speaking about his allegations, and of course the mayor got very upset about it, and she did not want him to continue because she claimed it didn't have anything to do with the city of Sarasota. And that might have been a legitimate claim, but I think Steve had a good response to that, and that is that, you know, this guy lives within the vicinity, and he could be shopping, for instance, in the city of Sarasota, so they should be concerned with a potential murderer walking, somebody who's allegedly a murderer walking around. And they didn't let him finish his thing. He's supposed to have 3 minutes as a member of the public, you know, and they wouldn't let him talk. I think it's outrageous.
As long as these, officious politicians are going to be stealing your money, they should at the very least give you your three stinking minutes in front of the city council. Yeah. To ramble on like a madman if that's what you wish to do. I'm sorry.
He doesn't sound like a madman when
he
talks to him.
He didn't really on the video until he starts talking about how he got the information out of headlines from different magazines.
I like it when he says that 50% of California knows him.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's an awesome
thing. The man knows how to self-promote, I gotta say.
Absolutely. You can talk to him. He makes coherent sentences. And who knows? Maybe he's right. Maybe Stephen King did kill. I don't know. I don't have the time to research it. That interesting to me.
You know, a murder that's that old certainly doesn't interest me at all. But,
and maybe Stephen King is a different person today than he was back then.
But as far as I'm concerned, these politicians should have to sit through your mad ramblings if they're going to take by force your property taxes.
I agree. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. And we go to Mark, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, first of all, what did Putin first of all do when he became the leader of Russia?
The president of Russia.
What did Putin do?
Yeah, he wanted to stop media communications on what he didn't like.
Mm. And did he? Was he successful at that? I don't recall.
He's been pretty much successful. He's going to be prime minister, for a permanent dictator 2012, it looks like.
All right, so where are you going with this?
Well, I'm going with, I don't like the way your commercial in my local area comes on about you. I mean, I like your show, but this guy is talking about how you say you're not a slave to the government if you don't pay your property tax. And it's like y'all start laughing at him, but he's just saying, even if you got your place paid off, you don't pay them property tax. Let's see if you get that stimulus.
Why did we? What do you?
No. You must have misunderstood the promo. What the gentleman was saying, and this has been months ago, but you're hearing a promo.
I know. I hear it every morning. I laugh at it every time I hear it. I'm just like,
but
I
the
see
guy's
where
saying,
the guy's going at, but
the guy's saying that you're responsible for paying your property taxes because the government owns your land, that you don't own your land, that the government does.
We're not laughing at that. That's the truth.
That's what I'm saying. You don't pay your property tax. Let's see if you get a little stimulus exception there.
They're not going to stimulus anything. If you don't pay your property taxes,
that's
they're going to come throw you out of your house.
That's what I'm saying, but that's
well, I'm
that's
agreeing
what
with you. Why would you suggest we would laugh about that, sir? That's absolutely serious.
I hate the government as much as y'all do, but
all right. So
when it comes to property tax, I just think he's saying, you don't pay your property tax, you're going to lose your car, you're going to lose your house, or whatever you had that you've already paid off. That's why we need a fair tax doctrine.
Fair tax?
And all of a sudden, I don't hear nothing about fair tax. That's right, fair tax.
Well, we actually had the fair tax people on this show for like an hour and a half. You can get I can download that archive at guests.freetalklive.com. But the fair tax is just another tax. I mean, the whole idea that you can call any taxes fair is pretty absurd, don't you think?
It is, but if you got more money to keep, if you're willing to save what you make and do what you need to do, you're well off. Otherwise, you're weak to going out to Walmart or to mall.
How about we just have no taxes? Why don't we just have no taxes? How about that instead?
You need a little tax to fix the roads.
So you're saying you have to coerce people? You have to threaten them with violence in order to get the roads fixed? Come on.
I'm saying it's got to be like a marriage.
It doesn't have to be that way. No, it doesn't. And marriage is voluntary, by the way. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up, and webcam versions, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
You know email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Well, wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative that's guaranteed. Sign up for a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com because Normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com.
Continuing with your phone calls about what you want, we go to Charleston, where Phil is listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Phil. Phil?
Yes, good evening.
You're on the air.
Thank you very much. When they were counting the stimulus package, I had a great idea as to how the government could actually implement a package that would actually stimulate the economy and wouldn't cost anything to implement. All they would have to do is suspend one quarter's worth of taxes to every taxpayer in the country, and all that money would be left to go back into the system.
That's a lovely idea, but they will never do it because then it would affect their precious programs and pensions.
Well, what would happen is if they ever did it, and the average worker got an entire paycheck without anything deducted and finally realized how much was being squeezed out of them, then they'd never go back. They'd never allow the government to do it to them anymore.
I love what you're saying, man. It's just never going to happen. I think we're going to see secession before anything like that ever occurs at a federal level.
Yeah, well, you know, the gentleman that called earlier about the conspiracy theorist, we live in a country where even our Secret Service can't keep a secret. I don't know how conspiracies work.
Brilliant point, sir. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
I agree that you know, some conspiracy theories out there that require a great deal of intervention from the government, these are the same people that can't keep drugs out of their own prisons. How in the world could they, you know, pull off some horrible event like, say, bringing down the Twin Towers and 9/11, including Building 7, flying an airplane into the Pentagon, all with this huge cabal of people, including fighter pilots and, you know, air traffic control. Some of them have you know, postulated holographic images of planes.
Ludicrous.
It's all nuts.
However, a conspiracy theory like the Federal Reserve being created and foisted upon the American people, that one's right out in the open. Everybody knows what's
pretty
going
clear
on there. If they look, even dig just beyond the surface, you can come to understand what they did there. And that was a brilliant, that was probably the best scam ever invented. All right, we continue. Well, actually, I guess government's probably the best scam ever invented. It's just so widely proliferated and so believed in by its victims. The Stockholm Syndrome is so widespread as a result of it. That's got to be the best scam ever. Government. All right, we continue with your calls. And we go to the AMP line where Jim is on the line in Rhode Island. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys are kind of leading in right into what I wanted to talk to. But first I want to comment on, I heard you call into that Saturday Local Keen talk show.
Yes.
And I heard you commenting on that a little bit earlier. And I want to say, I think the host on that show, I think her name was Cynthia, wasn't it? I really think that she gets your point, and I really think she wants to admit, but she just won't, just for the sake of the show, just for the sake of people calling in.
Well, she said today she prefers to go along to get along.
Yes.
So I think she gets the point, but she doesn't. She's
so
one
many
of those people
do.
Who would never want to rock the boat. That's where
right.
Cynthia is coming from. And I understand that position. I understand that. I mean, to rock the boat means to put something at risk, and most people are risk-averse. The government education or indoctrination system teaches people to be risk-averse, and if you don't ever take a risk, you can't really ever get ahead.
That's right, yeah. But I really wanted to call in to comment on the ridiculousness of Obama's economic policy.
Okay.
Only because I saw a new headline, and, Obama has openly supported the Bush TARP bailout. He's, you know, come out with this ridiculous $780 billion stimulus package that really doesn't stimulate much. And I'm kind of a free market believer. I really don't think that any person or persons are smart enough in this world to control market mechanisms to you know, try and create to correct the market, to take the risk out. I think it's like an impossibility, but
I agree. You'd have to have too much. You'd have to have a whole bunch of information coming at you to be able to predict these things. Because you know, when you try to control them, it's the government that controls them, and the government isn't motivated in the same way that the marketplace
is. It's not even listening to that information.
Right.
It's not even seeing those market signals.
It doesn't care. So, people deciding whether or not you know, certain safety mechanisms should be or should not be in place in their particular business. Some businesses it makes sense for, some it doesn't. You know, that's their decision.
For government, it's all or you're in trouble. You either obey
or
you
are.
getting hurt.
I don't care if you're in the government. I don't care if you're Warren Buffett, if you're the head of the Federal Reserve. I just don't think it's possible. And, you know, we already have the talk. We have the car companies back with the second bailout. We already have talk of the TARP II, talk of the stimulus II. And apparently we can have our cake and eat it, too, because I go to open up my email here on Yahoo, and the front headline, Obama's official says that he's going to cut in half the budget deficit for in his first 4 years in office.
Now, do you know what that means? The people confuse the debt and the deficit.
I know what that means, but it's still not going to happen.
Right. He wants to go into the hole half as much as we're going into the hole every year now. Because the deficit is just how much money we add to the debt annually in principle.
Mm-hmm.
The debt goes up, in interest also. But
it's still not going to happen because the argument in the article is he's saying, well, look at all this money we're going to save by pulling the troops out of Iraq, which he's not even sure he could still do. You know, every media article you read is totally different talking about that. But in addition, he just sent 17,000 troops to Afghanistan.
Yeah,
so
the guy is just another scumbag. I mean, he's just another politician, and I hope that those people that thought he was going to change something are paying close attention to what he does, because it's quite clear.
They're not. It's called cognitive dissonance.
It's the same old, same old. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the AMP line. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi. Before I get started on my topic, I was wondering if maybe you could post your show notes somewhere. You know how you've got the show notes for the week that explain what was on for the archives?
Yeah.
Is there some way that you could post all of your show notes that go back through the entire history? Maybe that would be a good perk for the amplifier.
The show notes, you mean as far as, like, if you wanted to look back to see 2006, the first week of August, what we were talking about?
Right, and that way you could search it too. Like if you were,
it's a good idea. What I would suggest you do is get together with some of the other listeners and put it up on the wiki if it's not already there. They may actually have something like that on the Free Talk Live wiki. I, for one, I don't have the time to do something like that. But if the listeners are interested enough, they can do it themselves.
It was on the wiki, but it hasn't been maintained. And I just thought that you must keep those files somewhere that you post. I mean, you're posting them as a text file or whatever, right?
Yeah, I keep them somewhere, but they're on several DVDs distributed. It would take me some serious time to do something like that. So, but thank you, Gene. What else were you calling about?
Well, we were shopping today at one of these closeout places, one of the places going bankrupt.
Yes.
And they're going bankrupt left and right. But you remember I made a prediction about how bad this year is going to be, and it's going to be really, really bad.
I want to come back. We'll talk more about it here in moments. Hang on, Gene. 800-259-9231. I know Circuit City is going out of business. They've got some pretty good prices right now at their closeout sale. More on the way. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, Call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything if you dial toll free 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. bbs.freetalklive.com. And join us for the upcoming Free State Project Liberty Forum. It's happening in the first weekend, or the first weekend in March, March 5th through the 8th, in beautiful New Hampshire. Nashua is going to be where it's happening, the Crown Plaza Hotel. It is a liberty-oriented convention unlike anything you've ever attended. It's going to be huge with big-name speakers like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane, Mary Ruart from Healing Our World, Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, and so many more names. We just can't go through the whole list. It's so long. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get the full list, get the schedule, find out about ordering a la carte tickets. Perhaps you can't make it up for the entire weekend. You just want to come up for a Saturday or a Sunday. You can do all of that at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We're going to be there broadcasting live for the entire thing, and we look forward to meeting you there and having you experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other people who are like-minded, hundreds of people that get freedom and who are moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Some of them are coming up to sort of scout things out, but a lot of the people that are there are either already in New Hampshire or considering coming here as part of the Free State Project, and it's a really exciting time. We've been to the last two. It's been great, and we'll see you there. Use our discount code for 10% off. The code is 2009FTL. It's 2009FTL. The website, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We continue with your calls to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you were talking about closeout sales, and you said you made a prediction. Can you recap that for us?
Yeah, I made a prediction earlier this year about how bad it's going to be, because I think that the depression that we're running into is going to be worse than the one in the 30s, and we're going to see a lot of people not just without work, but without food and without medical care, and it's going to be very, very bad, and I would expect we're probably going to see things we've never seen anyway. I don't want to get into details, but we were at this store. It was a closeout. And the store had just opened less than a year ago. I mean, this shows how bad the timing was. They just opened the store, pretty nice clothing store, and we're in there, and they have clothing items that were normally $40 for $8. And
sweet.
Yeah, it's a great deal, except it's depressing. I mean, I just found the entire thing just totally depressing because I'm realizing what's going on and how many people are losing their jobs and where we're headed from here. And, you know, like Ron Paul says, if the government would get their fingers out of the equation and just let things take a natural course, it'd be over in a year or so. But because they keep getting in there and screwing things up, it's going to be 10 or 15 years before we pull out of this.
They're just making more of a mess, no doubt about it.
Gene, so many people don't know what you mean if the government stayed out of it. I really don't want the government to stay out of it. What I want them to do is shut down the Federal Reserve and actually get out of currency entirely and let people trade in, dollars made out of silver and gold or whatever it is that people want to trade in.
That would definitely be staying out of it. And also staying out of it would mean to stop taxing people, because I was talking to another guy at Home Depot today about just come April 15th, nobody just pays their taxes. Just say, the heck with you guys, we've had enough of you
stealing
our money and giving it to the bankers.
That would be so awesome. Unfortunately, it would take courage.
You're going to see some of that.
I hope so. I really do. I hope we see some of it as an organized movement instead of just people just randomly here and there just dropping out. I think it'd be better with an organized movement, but nonetheless, any of it would be preferable. Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. And I hope that he's wrong about his dire predictions. I hope that things don't get that bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I think things are going to turn around, but,
the economy's pretty strong. I mean, there are still a lot of people out there.
Most people made it through the Depression that life was very similar to the way it was before the Depression.
You had to move some extra people into the house and that kind of thing.
That kind of thing. But not much different. They still ate the foods that they would eat, and, maybe they would, not get such a rich food and that kind of thing. But I don't see Americans not having cars and not having televisions in their homes and not having cell phones or anything like that. I don't see any huge differences. I mean, in my family, yeah, we go out to eat less. I'm not eating sushi and sashimi lunches as often as I used to. I really do like that. Special occasions now, maybe. We're not looking to buy a new car anytime soon, cutting back here and there. But that's really what's going on, and I don't think it's going to get much worse than that. I don't know. I hope it doesn't. Is that hoping for success for Obama? I don't think so.
No, that's just hoping for the marketplace to being able to weather the assault on it from the government people. As we continue here, we talk to LiveWire, listening to WFTL in Florida. LiveWire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'd like to correlate a few different subjects tonight.
Sure.
First of all, political satire. It's been known, anyone that knows anything about political satire going back to the past century or so knows that the caricature of the jackass best represents the Democrat Party. And now one of the newest members of Congress is one of those individuals who his best work to date prior was playing the part of a deranged gorilla on Xanax in a movie called Trading Places, and now this guy is in Congress, so he'll be setting policy for us in the future. How wonderful to know that.
Well, people would say the same thing about Reagan, that his biggest role was playing with Bonzo on the some movie, Bedtime for Bonzo, right?
Reagan also increased the size of government by 69%.
That's true, so, but still, the Elephant Party is not really as large as the Democratic Party is now going to be. In fact, as they knew as of yesterday, executive order enlarging government again. So we're going in the wrong direction still yet.
Well, government, would you agree that both parties just grow the government? One party lies about how much they want to grow the government, and then the other party does. And the Democrat Party lies about how much they want to help the poor. I mean, would you say that that's the case?
Very much so, yeah, particularly on the Democrat side again.
You like them less, huh?
Well, I grew up in Louisiana. I've only been in Florida for 2 years, and Democrats have controlled that the city of New Orleans and that state, and by large measure still do today. And whatever the problems you've seen there on television over the years, it's because the Democrats have been handling the situation?
Well, I can tell you this. I think they're all bad news. I don't put one party above the other. I think that the Republicans were in charge of the federal government for a number of years recently, and they drastically increased the size and scope and intrusiveness of the federal government. I live down in Florida, was born and raised there, and I know the Republicans are, at least they were in control of Sarasota. I'm pretty sure they were in control of the whole state with old Jeb Bush, and they didn't do anything good for liberty there either, so neither of them are worth a rat's butt, in my opinion.
Right.
Any other thoughts, Livewire?
I'm sorry?
Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, actually, a little bit different subject, but very quick. The party which I'm a member of, and we're inviting you voluntarialists and anyone else, Republicans, Democrats, whoever, to join in a new financial boycott of the Kellogg's Corporation.
Yes.
They are a bunch of business flakes that don't deserve any money. In fact, they need to be suffering financially until they apologize for their mistake and reinstitute Michael Phelps, the world's fastest swimmer. I happen to swim a lot on a very regular basis, and
yep.
I'm just totally amazed by that man's capabilities.
Yeah, I agree with that. The Marijuana Policy Project has initiated a boycott of Kellogg's products, and there's more information over at their website, Marijuana Policy Project. I believe it's MPP.org. And thank you, Livewire, for the call tonight. Completely with you there. What an asinine, stupid decision on the part of Kellogg's to back out from supporting Michael Phelps, who is... He's just a regular person. I mean, people like to alter their consciousness. A lot of people do, and he's one of them, and he should be able to if he wants to. And there's nothing wrong with what Michael Phelps did.
None of your business if he does.
Exactly. All right, we continue here, and we go to... Oh, and by the way, there's a Joe Rogan blog that I've got. I actually have it in my show prep for tonight, but we're not going to have time to get to it, where he just excoriates Kellogg's. He points out that what the hell are they thinking? After all, I'm paraphrasing his entire lengthy letter that he wrote to Kellogg's. But after all, who do you think's eating all those sugary candy puff cereals and Pop-Tarts out there? Who do you think a significant portion of their customer base is?
Stoners?
Stoners! So I hope they feel the burn from this boycott. 800-259-9231.
Stoners are crappy boycotters, I can tell you
that.
Yeah,
that's the problem. That really is the problem. They're crappy at doing any kind of activism. But then again, most people are crappy at doing any kind of activism, so it's not a blight against donors. It's more of a comment toward the entire American people. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Peter Schiff on the economy.
We're broke. This is not just a financial crisis. This is an economic collapse.
The government is trying to interfere with the free market. All the government can do is create inflation. The government doesn't have any money. They're going to print it.
Doesn't matter if you get your money out of the bank, but then you take it to the grocery store and you can't buy anything.
We're going to die from the cure, not the disease.
The change that we need is less government, is less interference. We're just going to get more of the same, only worse.
Schiffbomb.com, February 21st.
Paid for by PEAC PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also.
How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. If you're on hold, we will do our best to get to you here. Not going to give you the number because there's no point at this point. Phones are loaded up. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, all the features we give to you. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to help promote the show over at promote.freetalklive.com. Various different ways to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go get all the details at promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, we're going to go to, I believe we have John on the line. John calling from Miami. You're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing today?
What's on your mind tonight, John?
I got a quick question for you. I'm just wondering if you guys believe in somebody being negligent at their job should affect myself. By you not doing your job properly, essentially, should that affect my job, and should I be punished for it?
I can't see why it should.
Well, here's my question then, because I'm pretty sure most of your station, a lot of your stations run in automation, or there's somebody there as a sound engineer. Every week that you don't run in delay and somebody curses on your show, you put all of our jobs at risk.
Every week when the show runs in delay, or excuse me, doesn't
if
run in
delay. If you don't have a delay and you don't edit your own show and somebody comes on the air and drops an F-bomb or says the S-word or something like that, it puts us in risk of getting fined.
Are you saying you work for a radio station, John? Is that what you're saying?
No, I happen to be very familiar with the way the radio stations work. I used to work in radio.
Okay, and have you ever received an FCC fine notice?
Actually, yes, I have.
And how did that go for you? How did that work out?
Not very well.
Fleeting expletive, as defined by the Supreme Court, a station can't be held liable for that. None of the hosts here.
No, a person can.
What? Which person are you referring to?
A person can.
Okay, which person?
Anybody. If you have a sound engineer that didn't hit the dump button in time and somebody drops an F-bomb, the station can't get fined upon.
You're absolutely wrong. Sorry, you're mistaken.
No,
you are not a license holder. You are not up to date on this.
The license holder can be held responsible for it. However, it's not likely to happen. It's not likely to happen if the fine is not likely to happen if it was a fleeting expletive and it wasn't done for the purpose of pandering to the lowest common denominator. And on this show, that does not happen. If somebody drops an F bomb or an S bomb, we drop their call and we do not pander to the audience based on that. We don't.
No, I understand. But by it airing in the first place, it puts people in jeopardy. And
you're
it seems like as somebody that defends
nobody's
freedom,
in jeopardy,
you're
dude.
Not defending anybody's freedom to right to work.
Nobody is in jeopardy, dude.
And it's starting to piss me off.
It's clear that
you are completely mistaken on this. Yeah, you have not studied this. I'm sorry.
You're misinformed, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Number one, the reality is nobody is operating this show at a radio station. There's no board operator sitting behind a board at any of our affiliates, to my knowledge, running this show. It's all completely automated via satellite, basically. That's what this show is. It's a syndicated radio show.
Probably, there could very well be somebody in the building.
But they're not responsible. That person is probably babysitting, you know, four different radio stations. They're not responsible for what's going on.
The only person that can be held liable in any case is a license holder, and that's the person who owns the station, whether it's Clear Channel or some guy or something like that. And in our cases, this show isn't like Howard Stern, and we don't say, hey, look, she's got her top off.
No, we're not talking about TNA.
No,
we're
not happening. And when somebody drops an F-bomb, that's a fleeting expletive, and it just doesn't fall into the pandering the lowest common denominator.
Right. If somebody were to drop the F-bomb and then you were to say something like, "What'd you say, dude?" and give them the chance to say it again, or then say it yourself and then repeat it or whatever, if you were focusing on it as an element of your program, or you play some sort of skit that has several expletives in it that could not be considered fleeting but instead could be considered something that you considered in advance putting into your show, then all of that is problematic.
I'd like to thank him, though, for not dropping the F-bomb on the way out.
He sounded like he was getting pretty upset there, didn't he? All right. 800-259-9231. So in the history of this show, in the handful of times that a naughty word has gone out accidentally over the airwaves, no one has been fired ever.
What he's probably upset about, and I don't disagree with him, is that many stations have downsized throughout the years, and they don't have engineers on board to push dump buttons and things like that. And so therefore, maybe he was an engineer on a dump button one day, and, he got downsized. I can understand why you would dislike that, and I can understand why you would be pissed off, as he said, but sorry, man, what you're saying ain't true.
All right, we continue with Daryl. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live, listening in Texas. Daryl, are you there, sir? Daryl, going once. Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air.
I was just calling in about how well the government cares for its people in their country.
What do you mean?
Many years ago, when I was young, my father was in the military. He chased B-52s around the country and worked on them. And he got a rare disease from the jet fuel poisoning on his hands and feet.
Mm.
He was right at the point where he could retire and draw a pension. And instead of allowing this to happen, the military gave him a medical discharge, which beat him out of his retirement.
God.
Years and years, he fought with the government. You have to get their permission to sue him.
Of course.
And for many years, for over 44 years, we tried to correct the problem and get his retirement. Well, of course, it basically ruined our family.
Mm.
You go from having a job and a secure retirement to losing everything, basically.
To the stressful situation of being involved in a lawsuit as well. I'm curious, as an aside, how was the VA treating him during all of this?
Oh, they still served him, but there was nothing they could do. I mean, the jet fuel poisoning is a very rare disease. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, ever seen it.
No, I just took your word for it.
It builds up a callus on your hands and feet, and you have sores on your body.
Mm.
And he tried to get jobs with the military. They wouldn't hire him because he has no fingerprints or no handprints no more, or no footprints or anything where they could identify him, basically. So in many ways, they ruined his life.
Sure,
and then many years later, he went into a contract job with in Vietnam for a helicopter mechanic. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The problem we had there, let me think, what was that leading to?
Helicopter job, Vietnam.
Oh, he's the last surviving defendant on the Agent Orange.
Really?
Out of 44 plaintiffs, he's the last surviving one. Now, they have settled it, but the government is protesting it. It was some $130-some million settlement that was supposed to have been shared between the 44 people. Well,
so the settlement was ruled on, and the government said, "We're protesting this," so they didn't have to pay out?
Yes. And they're still waiting. my father's head.
Isn't it nice that they get to essentially run their own trials about themselves with their own people, and there's a total conflict of interest, so obvious, but there's nothing you can do about it, right? I mean, they just flash it right out in front of you that, hey, we're the government, we're going to do whatever we want to do, we'll decide whatever we want, and you're going to have to live with it.
Oh, absolutely. And in another case where I was flying on an airline, and the FAA determined that they could put these monitors in the walkway. Well, I had walked into one of these monitors as I was exiting the airplane, which did a serious neck injury to my neck. FAA, I contacted them, and the Federal Aviation Administration, and everybody involved, and it was determined that FAA approved the installation of these monitors down the aisleways at a 6-foot clearance. Obviously, I'm a little higher than 6 foot. Well, I accidentally hit one and did a serious neck injury. I pinched a nerve right at the base of the skull.
The government abuses are unending, and of course, the worst part about it is, no matter how badly they treat you, no matter how awful the story is, and we've heard so many, and I thank you for the call tonight, no matter how awful it is, you got to pay your taxes next year, buddy.
Yeah, the government puts this rule in place, in place that they have to put these things there. But if you did that in your business and you hung somebody something down there at the 6 foot level and somebody banged their head on it, you'd be so liable, it'd be sick. The government does not get the people in government do not get treated equally to the people who aren't in government.
Let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? The guy calling up all mad about the F-bomb, he should be cheering you guys about, you're doing freedom of speech and everything, and then, like you said, you're not pandering to him, you hang up on him, and that guy sounded part Nazi just because he was getting in trouble that he wants everybody to stop doing it, what kind of thinking is that? That's the same thinking why Michael Phelps got in trouble. And let me say, hip, hip, hooray, Michael Phelps is free today.
Hey, Dave, thanks for short on time. I appreciate the call. Let's talk quickly to Brody in Utah. Brody, on the amp line.
Hey, what's going on?
You got about 30 seconds, Brody. Go.
All right, well, I got like about an hour, but that's all I got. I'm just calling because I'm just really frustrated with the lack, it seems, of an explanation in the liberty movement about government spending. I hear a lot about taxation. Taxation is evil, beyond evil. I agree, it's awful, and I think most politicians agree with that. But the genius of government is debt financing. And I don't think people understand how debt financing works and that what they're doing is...
And I don't think we're going to have time to talk about it tonight. Brody, call us on Monday. We can expand on this. I thank you for the call tonight. Yeah. And we will see you on Monday night and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, wishing you a great, happy, super fun weekend.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.